Hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazeri. Take it away, guys.
Once the door is locked, there's no way out.
And now back with us in his regular weekly time slot, fresh off of his wedding anniversary with his lovely wife, his former Patriots Pro Bowl running back, Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Tony.
How you doing, Chris and Bob? Vacation was fantastic, right, man.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures. It looked like you were in a pretty exotic location. Good for you.
Yeah, down in the Bahamas enjoying my 10-year anniversary.
Nice.
So, Tony, we want to start off our time with you tonight and obviously getting your thoughts on the Patriots draft. So how do you feel about the two former University of Georgia Bulldogs you got in Isaiah Wynn and Sony Michel?
You know, overall, I thought we did well. I liked the little scat back receiver they got from Miami. I think he'll fit in real good. I was kind of disappointed. I knew the Patriots kind of wanted to get a quarterback. The old lineman from Georgia, I think he's going to do great for us. But I mean, I think they had a chance now. In my opinion, I think one of the most explosive kids that's coming out of the draft is the kid from Louisville, Lamar Jackson. And we actually had a chance to get him, and we picked Sonny from Georgia, which I think he'll be a great fit as well. Coming out of the backfield, he can catch the ball well. He's a good running back, but I just thought we have enough running backs right now. We picked up the kid from I think from Cincinnati. I'm not sure what his name is, but I just thought we had a chance to get an explosive player, and they missed that opportunity with Lamar Jackson. That's just my opinion, but overall, I thought they did well in the draft. They kind of put some needs out there that we needed. So we'll see what happens.
Bob, questions for Tony?
Tony, you and I talked a couple weeks ago about their defense going into this draft, and there's never going to be a problem scoring points in New England, but they needed someone to rush the passer, Tony, and they really didn't address it. They got a very good cornerback in the second round. I think Dawson from Florida is going to be very good coverage-wise. But, Tony, they still need to rush the passer. They haven't addressed it yet.
Yeah, I think one of the things that they're going to do now, because they haven't addressed it, they didn't address it in the draft, you know how the Belichick's going to wheel and deal. I still see us making a trade somewhere down the line or trying to get a veteran pass rusher, because they didn't address the need on defense during the draft. Overall, I thought they did okay, but that was one of the things where you don't understand, you know, if you need a pass rusher, why not get one instead of, and I'm not knocking Sonny at all. You know, I think he's a great running back, but I think the need was, I think there would have been a couple guys in that first round where they could have picked up. I'm not sure, but the kid from Boston College, I don't know if he went in the second round or not, but I think he did. I think he's one of those rushers that we could have definitely brought in, and he's right there from Boston College too.
And, Tony, we haven't talked in 2 weeks, and the whole thing, I have to pick your brain about this Saquon Barkley. There's not one person I've talked to doesn't think he's going to succeed and succeed well. Knowing what you know about the Giants, a very experienced quarterback, Tony, and some great offensive weapons with Beckham, et cetera, how do you think they're going to use this guy, and do you think there'll be any learning curve for him?
Well, first, before we get to the Giants, let's talk about the Cleveland Browns right quick.
Sure.
They had an opportunity to get Barkley, number one, the first pick, which he is the best player in the whole entire draft, hands down, Barkley is. Why not pick that guy up, and then you still have a shot on your fourth pick to get a quarterback? I just knew they were going to get Barkley. It just didn't make any sense. And I'm not saying Baker Mayfield is not a legit quarterback, but I think Sam Darnold is a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield. I think, my opinion though. But I just think Cleveland I think they blew it again. They had a chance to get Barkley, and they had a chance to get a legit quarterback. in the fourth pick. But going on to the Giants, man, the Giants, I think, are going to do well. They drafted an offensive lineman that's pretty strong. And like I said before, Barkley, hands down, is the best player coming out of this draft. The kid has all the tools. I think he's like 230. I mean, he runs a 4.4, 4.5, 40. He's just an explosive player. Can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's a good blocker. I think he can do as well or even better than Elliott from Dallas. No question in my mind. So Giants got a real good pick, and Giants are going to be strong this year with Barkley running that ball. If Eli Manning can stay healthy, they're going to be tough to beat.
Tony, there's been a story circulating that was out on ESPN.com around the Patriots, and we talked a little bit about this at the top of the show, where the Patriots were contemplating a blockbuster deal with the Giants to trade all the way up to number two if Mayfield had not been selected by the Browns, that they were going to take him, which sort of shocks me. And like I say, Bob and I were talking about it at the top of the show. It just, Baker Mayfield doesn't seem like a Patriots sort of guy. Right, as Bob was saying, you know, the Patriots sort of are a system, you know, team. Right, you plug a guy in, he's going to fit into their system. He's going to be, you know, and fit into a certain mold. I would have been stunned if the Patriots would have gone all the way up there just to get Baker Mayfield. Would that have surprised you, or do you think that he could have fit in there?
I've been stunned like you, and I fell out of my chair if they would have did something like that. If you're gonna go up all the way to the number two pick, why not get Chubbs from North Carolina State, so we can rush the passer. We don't need a quarterback right now. We don't need a number one quarterback. And honestly speaking, Chris, you know, I really don't know how true that is. I've heard it through the grapevines, people I talk with, that maybe the agent is making that up to make Baker Mayfield look a little bit better than he is. But I don't know why he would do that. That doesn't make sense. But I would have fell out of my chair if New England would have did something like that to draft a quarterback like that high to trade up. And I don't know what they would have to do to get rid to get that. But, you know, and at the same time, I mean, why would you do something like that to get Baker Mayfield, and you just got rid of Jimmy G, which if he would have stayed there, then you wouldn't have to worry about a quarterback. So I really don't know how much truth to that statement is. It could be, but I doubt it very seriously if it is true. But then again, you know, why would the agent make up something like that? So you got to question, you know, whatever. But I couldn't see that happening. I know personnel that the Patriots are a little bit better than that. We need a defensive end. So we don't need a quarterback right now. We need Chubbs from North Carolina State to come in and play for us. That I would understand for them to do something like that to get Chubbs. I understand. But Baker Mayfield, I'm going to tell you, man, and I'm not saying this, and I hope it doesn't happen, but the kid reminds me a lot of Johnny Manziel. You know, he's a little cocky. Yep. He's been in a little trouble before. And, you know, who knows what his personal life is. And that's one of the things you got to understand about drafting the number one quarterback or drafting the quarterback number one, that kid needs to be settled and you know, surrounded by good people. And that's something that Johnny Manziel wasn't. He wasn't a settled down quarterback. He wasn't surrounding himself with good people. And you being the number one pick, and Baker's going to get it, man. Being that number one pick, he's going to have people coming from all angles and women coming from all angles. If he's not rooted and grounded with a good character, it's going to be tough. And also, you got to think now the pressure's on him to go to Cleveland. When's the last time Cleveland drafted a number one quarterback and it's been successful? I can't remember. So that's how I feel about it, man. So just my opinion now.
Tony, I want to switch gears a little bit with you. And the last segment of the show that we do every week is our spotlight on the positive. And Bob and I love sharing stories about the great things that, whether it's a current player or the alumni players are doing out there in their communities or around the world. And I like the great things that you do for kids trying to go off to college. But who are some of the players that you played with or that you know who are very active doing great things out there in their communities?
I do a tournament with Daryl Green every year. Daryl does, he raises a whole bunch of money up. He's actually out of the Richmond, Virginia area where he does that tournament in every June. And he raises a lot of money for helping a lot of kids, almost pretty much like me, helping them go off to college, helping them with different kids coming out in high school. So they can have places to go for them so they don't, you know, get into the drug scene. Daryl does a great job, and he does a fantastic tournament up in Richmond, Virginia. And you know what, Chris, there's so many more guys that are out there that's doing a whole bunch of stuff, man. You know, and that's the thing, what happens is what, you know, we dwell on the negative so much. You know, whenever there's a guy that does something wrong or does something bad that's played in the league or playing in the league, I mean, that's going to be elevated and shown on the front page and, you know, on the radio. But the guys that are doing these tournaments and raising money for a whole bunch of stuff, and it's just not the big names. There's a lot of guys that I know that are not big names, played maybe 4 or 5 years in the league, but they still go back and help their community. Reggie Branch is actually my nephew. He played for the Redskins back in the 80s as well. He was on that Super Bowl team with Doug Williams. Does a lot in his area down in Stanford, Florida, where I grew up at. Well, I didn't grow up there. That's where I was born. And that's where he grew up. And I can keep naming guys, and that's some of the things, man, that I wish that those things would be on the front page, because there are a lot of good guys that are out there doing their best to trying to help the young kids, the future. And man, it's, you know, my little thing that I do in my little small hometown, it's not even compared to what some of these guys are doing. You know, of course, they're in a big city where they can raise a whole bunch of money. But, you know, what we do up in Penn, New York, man, I'm very proud of. And we're getting a lot of good sponsors to come up there. And it's just all about giving back. You know, we were very fortunate, I know I was, to play the game that I love, you know, since I was 9 years old. And to have the opportunity to give back, it's what life is all about, I think. You know, you're not really winning in life if you're not giving back. And so that's how I live. That's how I'll live forever, because my mom and dad always taught me, when you give, you're going to always receive. And so that's what I want to do. I want to give so I can receive, so I can give some more.
There you go. Tony, before we let you go, remind everybody how you're giving.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. This year is going to be our 10-year anniversary, helping kids go off to college, helping kids in the community, and just helping them to grow up to be good men and women of the great country that we live in.
Tony, take care, my friend. We always are grateful for the time we get to spend with you. We look forward to doing it again next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family.
Take it easy.
God bless you guys. You guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Tony. You too. That's former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Paul Alexander, hanging on the line. We're going to get to him right on the other side of this quick station break.